listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about plagues on Egypt. I'm going to read you from Exodus chapter 7, verse 17, where we read, "Thus says the Lord, by this you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will strike the waters which are in the river with the rod that is in my hand, and they shall be turned to blood." This describes the first of 10 plagues that came against Pharaoh in Egypt until Pharaoh was willing to let Israel go without any conditions. Yet the plagues were not only because of Pharaoh's stubbornness, but also because God wanted to show Egypt and Pharaoh who was really the true God. Through the plagues, God showed the Egyptians that he was greater than any of the false gods of Egypt. The plagues also displayed the power of God working through his servant Moses. The plagues gave testimony to the children of Israel for future generations. The plagues were a judgment against the false gods, demons, really, of Egypt. You see, the plagues were also a warning to the nations. More than 400 years later, the Philistines remembered the Lord God of Israel as the one who had plagued the Egyptians. And finally, the plagues were a testimony to the greatness of God to Israel. So God sent blood in the waters of the Nile River. He sent frogs, lice, flies, disease on livestock, hail, locusts, a supernatural darkness upon Egypt until he accomplished his purpose. Then God made it clear that he was greater even than the god Qum, that is the guardian of the Nile, greater than the god Hapi, the spirit of the Nile, greater than the god Osiris, who had the Nile as his bloodstream, greater than the goddess Hekt, the frog goddess of fertility, greater than the goddess Hathor, a cow-like mother goddess, greater than the god Imhotep, the god of medicine, greater than Nut, the sky goddess, greater than the whole worship of the Egyptian gods with loathsome lice and swarms of insect, and greater than the god Seth, who was thought to be the protector of crops. You see, God did for Pharaoh what he will do in our lives, expose and knock down every false god. When we trust in false gods, it's painful to have them put down, but it's always best to have them exposed. So today, ask God to show you anything that's even close in your life to becoming a false god. And then make that thing right before God. Don't wait for a plague to do what's right. Lay down any idols and lay them down before the Lord today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.